Sorry, continue.
All right. Keeping the hun awake must have been pretty grim, because the poor bugger's never had a moment's peace. And as fast as we would finish our little tour in a particular area, then there'd be another aircraft behind us that would take over, and another aircraft behind him, and so on. But it wasn't only we people, the other squadrons were doing the same as well. So all up Italy, in the general area where the Huns were retreating, there were continual bombing and strafing by these night flying intruding aircraft. There was a goodie here, armed reconnaissance from Ortona, Ancona, Fabriano, Casato, oh dear, all sorts of funny names here, bombed Ancona Harbour, MT west of west of Ancona. We dropped 8 40-pound bombs on there. We got results with burners. Lights near Moraville, another 8 40-pound bombs, and dropped incendiaries on Iasi Drome, strafed two ships in Porto San Giorgio, barges on beach north of Giulianova. We really had a pretty good time in a way. It was quite exciting stuff. I think at this stage, being on our own and being able to do things on our own was much better than having to be in a formation, and you'd be stuck in a formation being shot at because you couldn't get out of formation. You had to stay there and just take it. And when your bombs were dropped, then you could dive away in formation and return home. Well, here, you're on your own, and you could dive and weave and go up and down and go all over the place, but you could always come back and have a crack at what you had to do. Another good one here, an armed reconnaissance of Sora, Avezzino, Rieti, Foligno. went over to the east coast at Toronto and Pescara, bombed MT near Rieti, one 500-pound bomb, incendiaries on MT north of Fermigliano, and near Ascoli, bombed MT just out of Pescara. Opposition over bomb line nil. Two unidentified aircraft sighted, one on bomb line and one north of Pescara. Now, at this stage, saw casino barrage open up at 2300 hours. 2,000 guns firing 3,500 tons in 45 minutes. So this, the 11th of the 5th, 44, the push started during the casino barrage. Casino was the one place that had held the advance north. It was a hell of a position, and the Huns were dug in there, and they really made it difficult for the poor Allies going up. So we were brought in then to try and help disorganise things. Now, the mob at the casino, the Huns at the casino, held things up so that the Hun move north could get past casino and go on up north. Our job was to try and bottle them up so that the mob behind, our mob behind, could come up and clean them up. Well, here was a good raid that we did, and this is one where I really felt, I know myself, I was pretty chuffed about this. I was very worried. We led a Vic of three aircraft at last light to Tivoli, where the Vic was broken up. and proceeded to roam area independently, leaflet drops between Sentinel and Rome, bombed 25-plus MT between Rome and Albano, two 500-pound bombs and 16 40-pounds, direct hits on road. Incendiaries dropped on road, also flares, ACAC heavy and light, intense. These came from airfields near Rome. Much artillery fire seen in the battle area. This raid was interesting because it was more or less carried out like a night raid, but it was at the last light. And I don't know how we did it, but we flew out of the last rays of sun up into darkness. And really and truly, the bombs we dropped then just went into an absolute mass of MT. So we did bugger things up for them, I think, a bit. After that raid, we didn't... 22nd of May then. After that raid, I've got up here in my book, the Gustav Line finished, Casino and Monastery taken by Polish troops. And that was on the 18th of January, February, March, April, May. 18th of May.
So I'm interested to talk about your experience up until this point, because you mentioned a couple of instances that were particularly dangerous, but the impression I get is that you're having quite a lot of fun.
Yes. Yeah.
How did you spend the time when you weren't flying?
Exploring the general area around the drone. We used to, because our pilot was the commanding officer of the squadron, we as a crew had his jeep, and we used to take his jeep and just go exploring in the general countryside around the drone wherever we were. We were based at this place called Biferno for some considerable time. I can't remember much about it really, but we did go to lots of little villages. They had a lot of areas where they had wine. This was fascinating. At this stage, both Nat and I were made commissioned officers down in the desert area. Can't remember the date of that. And so we were flying as commissioned officers then, and we were members of the officers' mess. And it used to be our job in the jeep was to find places that did supply nice wine. This was a very nice thing to do. And we did manage to find several butte spots. And I can't remember the names.
So you were the official RAF wine tasters?
More or less, at that stage. We used to recommend to our mess president that this place was a good winery, so he would get his bods together and they'd go down and examine it, and we'd end up with a few big kegs of very nice wine in the mess. We got pretty good wine. It was amazing stuff. I got quite addicted to it, quite frankly.
What in relation to the way that the locals were treating it? Presumably they were seeing you as liberators.
They were, yeah. We were accepted by them wherever we were. I think they were very glad that the Huns had gone, because I don't think the Germans were very nice to them. We were always told in our briefings that we had to be very courteous and decent to the Italians, because they were now on our side. It was a fairly good time in that regard.
What about fraternisation with the locals? Was that something that happened?
Well, I can remember on a couple of occasions, Cookie as the commanding officer of the squadron was invited with his crew to a do by the, in two occasions, by the mayor of a particular little village, and I can't remember where the village was, and on another occasion I can remember we were invited to a wedding, and that in itself was something, because it seemed to go on all night, there seemed to be an awful lot of grog there, and this in a way showed that we were accepted. We got on very well with the ITIs. Nat and I used to go in, he in South Australia with his family, they were orchardists. So Nat was very fascinated in the orchards that were around the areas. In the springtime and later, we found going into the orchards was a very nice thing to do, because we could get lots of fruit that we paid for and took back into the mess. It was quite an interesting and rewarding experience. Mm.
23rd of May you're talking about, I think.
Yeah, the 23rd or the 22nd of May. We got back into our role of night intruding again. And we had to check on the roads north of Rome. We weren't allowed to bomb Rome because Rome was an open city. So we had to concentrate on the roads out of Rome. We bombed bridges south of Julianova, and a tremendous lot of artillery activity seen in the bomb line. Also, a bombing party in the beachhead area. Opposition nil, a very bumpy trip. The beachhead area, I don't know where that was, Julianova. This was the stage when the Yanks were coming up with troops that they were landing on the coast to outflank the Jerrys, I think it was. Third of the 5th, Armreco Pescara Roads, bombing on Popoli, MT between Popoli and Aquila. The usual things that we did, making ourselves a bloody nuisance with the transport, keeping everyone awake. There was a lot of artillery activity we could see going on. The bomb line was moving up very quickly. And on the 24th, we did an attempted raid on a place called Subiaco. That to me was amusing, thinking back here in Subiaco and WA. Couldn't make the target over to 10th Cloud and icing conditions. So we bombed a road in the Sora Valley instead. We bombed the edge side of the road and shifted the mountain down into the valley. Flares dropped just before bombing. Artillery activity seen on bomb line on central and east coast. Opposition nil. The weather, dreadful. At this stage, it got bloody cold and icy. On the 26th, we did another lot of raids on a place called Valmontona to cause a roadblock. The target illuminated by Bostons. So the Bostons from the South Africans were coming in on now, and they helped by going ahead and illuminating the target, and then we came in and bombed where the place was illuminated. Again, just recce of roads and knocking off cars, vehicles, whatever. I think that I just about wore my guns out on these raids because they really did a hell of a lot of work. Every time I went out, I'd probably fire between 600 and 1,000 rounds of half-inch ammunition. Nat used to be furious with me. On the 28th, bombed Re-80 to cause roadblocks. This was the big idea now, to gum things up to stop the Huns really going up quickly so they could be mopped up behind. Artillery again seen. A large fire started in the area, probably by an ammo dump. Opposition nil. This was nice. On the 30th, armed patrol of Tivoli dropped dropped on way home, incendiaries dropped amongst burning MT near Avenzo. One unidentified aircraft seen in target area. We used to see these aircraft and never ever found out what the hell they were. They weren't ours because they didn't identify as ours. They must have been Germans. On the 31st, the last day of May, we did an armed reco, Pescaro, Popoli, Aquila, and we did the usual things. Stayed in the Avenzano area for 20 minutes. No movement seen, very little movement observed on roads. When we didn't see much movement on the roads, we knew that things were gumming up for the Hun. In June, on the 6th, the 4th of June, the American 88th Division entered Rome. So Rome fell. And here we go with the mob careering north of Rome. On the 3rd of June, armed patrol, again, to cause roadblocks. This was getting pretty expert at doing this because you would find them MT in a string of it driving along the road, and you'd drop your bomb up front so that it'd stop everything, and then you'd strafe down the stopped vehicles causing fires and explosions, and then you'd drop a bomb at the rear of it to stop them getting away behind. And this used to make it good for the next mob coming up because they would find mayhem there and they'd drop bombs amongst what we had started. On the way home, saw San Benedito on the way home at this bridge on the 3rd of the 6th, on the way home we strafed MT on a bridge. We must have stopped them because I think the fighter aircraft went in and cleaned up a lot of MT that had been holed up on one of these bridges.
Interested in this particular date because the next day the Americans are in Rome. What had you heard of that, if anything?
Well, we just heard that the Americans were coming up behind, cleaning up the Huns, and were having a hell of a time doing the job. And then I think it was probably due to the efforts of the night intruders with disorganised things to extent that the Yanks could go in and do the job. So on the fourth of the 6th was when the Americans entered Rome. We bombed roads in the Civitavecchia Castellano area and crossroads incendiaries and leaflets and flares dropped in the area.
What were in the leaflets that you were dropping?
Telling the Huns to pull their fingers out and stop fighting and that sort of thing. I have got some leaflets that we did drop too. We dropped copies of the German a German paper, as it were, that had been made up by the mob, and it gave the Germans all the information on what was happening to their to their army and the muck that was being done to it and the mess that they were making of it. It was a thing to disenchant them a bit, given the general idea that they weren't doing such a good job.
It was a number of days just after that the D-Day take place
as well.
Yeah, I've
got it up here. It was 6th of the 6th, the invasion of Europe. Flew over Rome and saw street fighting, bags of explosions and fires in city and suburbs. Just north of the target area, 4 MT on fire, probably a result of kitty bombers, no opposition. So they did fight in Rome, but we didn't drop any bombs in Rome, but they did street fighting there. And it was after this whole show was over.
What were your impressions of what you were seeing in Rome at that time? You mentioned some of the things there. What did you actually feel?
Well, we didn't feel anything. We just felt that we had to God that things would finish up soon and that we could go home. On the 6th of June, invasion of Europe. Troops landed at Cherbourg Peninsula. On the 5th of the 6th, we bombed Ancona Harbour. Ancona was, I think, where the Americans came to put a lot of stuff ashore. They had an awful time. We were supposed to be looking out for a tanker to bomb, but we couldn't find it. So we went looking for MT on the roads. But our job was to bomb in Ancona Harbour. Recce of Coast Road strafed probable train on Porto St. Gordo, a light on beach between Pescara and Cupra, bridge at Monte Sabino, flew close to the Hun hospital ship SS Gradisca, lying off San Benedito. Opposition on target, light, flat, heavy intensity, also rockets. This is the first time we'd ever seen this, these rockety things. 400 rounds of .5.
Tell us about what you were to see of the rockets.
Well, when you flew through flak, it was an extraordinary thing because the flak would come up towards you, its incendiaries, and you would see these lights coming up towards you. There'd be a whole string of them. And then when they got in amongst you, they'd explode. That was flak. But the rockets were different. They had, what the hell they were, I don't know, because I don't remember anybody ever being hit by them. They came up with these big tails of fire behind them. What the hell they were, we never found out, but we just knew them as rockets. They weren't like flak. Flak was interesting. When it's fired and you're looking down on it, it comes up very slowly. And then as it gets there, it whips past as quick as lightning. And if it hits, it explodes. Flak's extraordinary stuff. The big flak, the 105mm and the 80mm, you didn't see that coming up the way you saw the lighter flak, the lighter stuff that came up in the long strings. Some of the raids that we did, most of this from now on, we did get opposition from lots of flak. Flying into flak was at night was quite an alarming effect, because you wondered, how the hell am I going to get through that lot? And for some reason or other, you managed to. It just came up in an absolute swarm. And really, it was quite amazing that so few of the mob got shot down. We used to have holes punched in the aircraft, no doubt about it. And you could feel the bumps and the scratches and that from some of the little stuff going off.
Are the rockets, were they designed to explode at a certain height, or did they just keep flying through?
They just kept flying through, and I think probably if they'd hit you, they would have exploded. I don't know. Yeah, rockets. On the 8th of June, we bombed a town of Orvieto to cause roadblocks and flap the Huns. No enemy action seen in the target area. Opposition on this particular raid was nil. And here's one on the 10th of June, and I've got an armed record of Turney, Foligno, Spoleto, Turney, bombed crossroads north and lights at Turney, crossed over to the east coast of Porto Contenda, Recco Rhodes by Furno, one MT knocked off, Flamer between pilot and self. This is quite very satisfactory when between us both we could say that we accounted for a flaming vehicle. And here I've got a little drawing showing that we had done this. Quite often you never knew what your results would be until the fighter aircraft went over and checked out on the following day. And they would come back and say there were lots of MT bowled over on the roads. Now, from the 11th of 11th of June, after that particular raid on the 10th, to the 18th, we had a bit of a break, and we didn't have another raid until the 14th of June. During that time, we flew all sorts of areas just to check out what had happened while we'd been dropping our bombs. We just went exploring from the air, as it were. Somewhere along the way, we went to a new airport, and I can't remember where it was. On the 16th of June, we got more flamers, and on the 25th of June, we flew from a base called Tarquinia. Now, Tarquinia was a fascinating area, and as far as I can remember, it was on the west coast, and it was an area in the very early days that was occupied by the Tarquins, and it had some extraordinary fortress-like structures that we explored. Some of them were about 100 feet high, with stairs or steps and stairs inside, and nothing in the middle. If you stepped off the stairs, you would have dropped straight down. All around on the edge of these stairs were arrow slits that the Tarquins fired their arrows out of. So we explored a lot of these places. in between raids at the Tark, Tark Vineyard.
I'm interested in you mentioning, again, the amazing things that you see in an amazing situation. How, looking back now, do you sort of gauge this whole period?
Well, it was one of exploration between doing our raids. It was an escape mechanism, I suppose. It was something that we were putting our lives on the line all the time. Don't think that we didn't pack it each time we took off, because, boy, we did. Isn't it?